Good morning. It is so good to have everyone here, to have the desire to come together and to read and study from the Word of God as we continue into this new year and strive to grow and increase in our service to God and in our love for Him. We see here in 2 John, there we find that it talks about this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. When we think about these things, we need to understand that if we truly love God, we're going to do what He desires. If we truly desire to be pleasing to God, then we're going to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. However, as we find in many things in life, it seems we make one step forward and we fall two steps back. Brooklyn has been dealing with a plethora of car issues with her car, and she keeps, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong. I'm like, just be glad you don't have the car that I had to change the starter on it like every 2 weeks. And I did all the work myself, whereas you're just carrying it to a mechanic and your grandmother's helping you pay for it and things of that nature. You know, it seems difficult. We feel sometimes that we're not making progress, but we are. And it happens in many ways. As an adult, we try to save money, and it seems that the moment we begin to save a little bit, something breaks, something goes wrong, and all that money's gone, and we're right back at the square one. Or we're planning on losing weight, and we begin to lose some weight, and then they fix our favorite meal, and we eat way too much, and we figure, well, what's the point? And we just keep continuing on in the way that we have. We oftentimes face setbacks in our life, and the more setbacks we face, the more we begin to feel to just give up, just stop trying, and we need to help ourselves to remember that even just a little bit of progress is progress. It's better than none. 10 minutes walking is better than an hour sitting on the couch. And so just a little bit of effort makes the biggest differences when you look at it in the long term. And that if we are continually striving to move forward, then we're doing good. And this is especially true when it comes to our spiritual lives. There are setbacks that we have in our spiritual life. We feel like maybe we're making good progress, and then something happens. We stumble, we fall, and we feel like we're just never as good as we know we should be. We feel sometimes that heaven is as far away as it could possibly be. But we need to remember, as the old saying goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You know, I grew up hearing, oh, that place over there, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. I've never been able to get anywhere through a hop, skip, and a jump. It just doesn't work that way. It takes that one step at a time. And continuing on, as Christians, we're to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, always making progress, as Paul writes there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. And we need to understand that our growth as Christians will not come in leaps and bounds. It's not an overnight thing, but it's something that occurs one step at a time. Paul writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and again, this was something that Timothy had been working with Paul for years now and had been taught by him. But he says in 1 Timothy 4 in verse 15 to continue to work in these things. He says, take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress will be evident to all. This morning I want us to take just a few moments to look at, you know, how we can grow closer to God and grow closer to our heavenly goal. And just taking those one step at a time, looking at these things and seeing that, you know, it's not some great work that needs to be done, but a continual work. And we may have setbacks. But the wonderful thing that's different in our spiritual life from our physical life, you can have a physical setback that you can't overcome. You have something go wrong with your health and you lose your job, and there's no way that you can truly overcome those things. You have to depend on the kindness of others to survive. But spiritually, there is no setback that we can't overcome. And that's something we need to keep in mind. Even when we fall, it feels as far as we can from God, we're only a step from getting right back on track. And so as we begin looking at these things, let's consider first and foremost that it takes just a step at a time to get to know the Lord better. Too many times we begin too large. When we look at the beginning of the new year, people want to, well, I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to read through the entire Bible. How about just focusing on, I'm going to read a chapter. And then I'm going to read another chapter. And then another chapter. We force ourselves to do things that are beyond sometimes what we're able to do. Or we set lofty goals and we have great plans, but we fail to follow through with them. And I want to encourage us all to just daily walk with God. When you look in the Old Testament, we find two individuals who walked with God. In Genesis chapter 5, we read of Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Because Enoch daily walked with God, he didn't suffer physical death. He's one of two individuals we find in the history of mankind that, as we look throughout the scriptures, that did not suffer death because he walked with God. You go into the very next chapter and we see a descendant of Enoch, a fellow by the name of Noah. It said of him that he walked with God. And note, he didn't face the destruction that was being brought upon all of mankind. Because he walked with God, he became a vessel of salvation, saving mankind from the destruction that was being brought upon the world. It takes a regular walking with God. It's just like in our personal relationships. It requires continually walking with one another, spending time with one another to truly get to know each other. You know, as Anna went up to spend time with Brooklyn and making the wedding preparations and things of that nature, and you know, I just remember when Anna and I were going through these things, I thought it would just be impossible for me to love her more than I did right there in those moments leading up to December 15th, 1995. Well, let me tell you, over 23 years later, the love is still growing. You know, that desire and joy of being around one another has only increased. And the more time you spend with someone, the more you work on that love, the greater that love will be. And you might find your love for God isn't what it needs to be. Begin spending time with God. The more time you spend with Him, the more time you spend in reading and studying His Word, the better we know God, the better we're going to love Him. And remember, if we love God, we're going to walk in His commandments. This is the way that we are to serve. And it takes just one step at a time. Reading the Word of God. Thinking about the Word of God. And when we fail in our walk, when we find that we haven't given it the time and attention that we should, then we just start reading one step at a time. We need to stop giving ourselves so much grief because of the failures of our past and understand that God is willing to give us a clean slate every day. Every moment of the day. Remember when Peter says, hey, you know, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? And he almost felt like he was, you know, being magnanimous in you know, I'm really a forgiving person. And Jesus said, no, even up to 70 times seven. God is willing to forgive. And unlike striving to reach our physical goals, and it can seem that so many things are stacked against us, we're never too far gone. We can, as we talked about last week, we can take heart knowing that God is near, God is watching, God is listening, God is ready and willing to forgive us and to restore us in our service to God. We are always no more than just one step away from God. We need to grow to know the Lord better, to have a true intimate knowledge of the Lord. To understand His character, His mind, His will. And this takes conversation. You see this in marriages where they stop talking and they just don't. A lot of times you'll find when individuals are getting divorced, well, we just don't know each other anymore because they stopped spending time together. They stopped building that relationship. You can never take a relationship for granted saying, okay, we're solid now and therefore we're solid for the rest of our lives. The less time you spend together, the more you're going to grow apart. And it's the same with God. And that's why we sing in a song, Take Time to Be Holy, that we need to spend much time together. We need to listen and learn from the Word of God. Let me tell you this, as Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, that knowing God, knowing the Lord is worth whatever it cost. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7, Paul says, whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Note what Paul is saying here. There's nothing in this world more important. I've been encouraging the young adults class back there to read through the Bible. And we have a daily Bible reading that you know, it's not a big time constraint, but it takes daily effort to do these things and encouraging them and reminding them that, you know, this is of greater importance than literally everything else in the world. And I wonder sometimes as adults if we set that example, if we show them how important the Word of God is to us. We need to work as we go throughout our lives, not just looking at it at the beginning of the year, but on a day-to-day basis. This isn't a New Year's resolution. This is a daily resolution to strive to get to know the Lord better one step at a time. You see, it is one step at a time that we increase in our love of God. As I mentioned before, relationships grow stale. We find ourselves in a rut if we don't constantly seek to increase in our love. Marriage is to be a constant endeavor in the growth in that relationship. If you love someone as much as it is possible to love them when you first get married, I worry about that marriage. If that love is not growing and increasing, same thing, if you could not love your child any more than the moment they came into your life, I worry about your relationship with that child. To be honest, I thought, you know, when Brooklyn was born, I can't love a little girl any more than that. There have been moments where I've loved her a little bit less than I did at that moment, but for the most part, that love for her has only grown and increased. And the same is true with our relationship with God. If we are walking with the Lord, if we truly love God, we're going to walk in His Word, we're going to walk in His commandments, we're going to strive to increase in that love. When we find in various instances throughout the New Testament where there were those who had a lack of faith, they would cry out, Lord, increase our faith. And when we find that our love for God grows weak, we need to turn to God and seek to increase it. Imagine, if you would, if Jesus was to turn to you as he did to Peter. As you look in John chapter 21, we read there beginning in verse 15, it says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. When I was, I guess it was after high school, a group by the name of Extreme came out with a song called More Than Words. And the idea there is that it's not just in what you say, it's in what you do. And it's through actions, truly, that our love can increase and can grow. And that's the thing. We need to be doing more than just saying we love God. It's easy to say that we love God, but we've got to follow through with that love. Look with me, if you would, in 1 John chapter 4. If you look there in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 20, John writes and says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. So one of the ways that we can increase in our love for God is increasing in our love for our brethren. He says, for the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. If you want to gain a greater appreciation of the love that God has for you, of the love that we're to have for God and the love that we're to have for one another, read the writings of John. John writes about love more than anyone else. The love that God has, the love that we are to have, and we need to be growing in that love that we have one for another. We need to be increasing and a deeper love for the Lord, a genuine love for the Lord should definitely be a goal that we're striving for. Not just some vague aspiration, and when we're looking at these things and think about it, what are our plans in reaching that goal to love the Lord more? How are we striving to reach that goal? And I've had the unfortunate opportunity to counsel, well, I didn't feel it at all worthy, but couples that were struggling and trying to get them to look at their relationship and try to build. And you've got to begin with setting goals and spending more time together and talking with one another, being more honest and sincere. And this was something that Ann and I had to work on, in certain aspects of our life, struggles and difficulties arise and it brings difficult times into a marriage, and if you want the marriage to last, and that was the plan when we got married, is we're not going to give up. You've got to set goals and strive to grow in these things. And we need to be setting goals and how we're going to grow in loving the Lord more. And understand, it's not an overnight thing of, okay, this magical formula where I read this passage and all of a sudden I love God more than I've ever loved Him before. It takes one step at a time. That continual moving closer to the Lord every day provides us with new reasons to love God. If we'll but take the time to see them and to truly appreciate them and to appreciate all that God has done for us. It takes one step at a time to increase in our love of God. And it also takes one step at a time to follow closer to the Lord. I find it interesting when you read there in the Gospels these moments leading up to the crucifixion of Christ. As we've noted before in the book of John, we have where Jesus is pretty much spelling out exactly all that's going to be happening to him. And then he tells him, he says, I have become victorious. And then he goes and he prays. He's arrested. He's beaten. He's crucified. And as all these events are taking place, when he's arrested there in the garden, we read in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 58, we can see in these verses that the disciples fled, but Peter was following him at a distance. He ran away, but he stayed in eyesight of the Lord. He hadn't completely maybe given up. I mean, we do see that he's denying, I don't even know the man, and even giving out curses and swearing that he did not know. But he followed him at a distance. And I'm afraid that for many of us, we think we can follow Jesus at a comfortable distance. We can keep Jesus in sight, but we're not going to be right there with him. But the thing is, we need to be following in his steps. If you look in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, Peter says, you have been called for this purpose since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his footsteps. When you look at the ancient teacher-disciple relationship, it was instructive concerning their following of the Lord. Following is what knowing and loving the Lord is all about. There's no discipleship, there's no fellowship with God without following God. But how many of us are following at a distance? Keeping a comfortable distance. I remember, and I know that it comes across sometimes that Jeff and I have this horrible relationship. It was not great when we were younger. It's pretty good now. I love him like a brother now. I didn't then. And there were times that we would have to go and do things. And because he was my older brother, and therefore, regardless of what he was really, he was a dork and I didn't want to be anything like him, even though I looked just like him. I tried to separate myself. And so if I had to go somewhere with Jeff, I would follow at a distance because I didn't want to be associated with him. And I'm afraid that's what we do in our spiritual life. We want to be Christians, but we don't want to smell like a Christian. Remember, we are a flock, and we need to be those who smell like other Christians, who look like other Christians. We're to be different from this world. And so we need to follow closer to the Lord. You know, after Jesus was resurrected, you couldn't pull Peter, James, and John away from their following after Jesus. In fact, the Sanhedrin court tried. They beat them. They threatened them with bodily harm and death. And they said, we're going to serve God rather than men. And they each, except for John, faced death because of them following closely to Jesus. We need to daily be taking these steps that draw us closer to the Lord, to follow closer to His Word, to close the gap between us and the example that Jesus has set. And understand that it's not a quick process. It's not something that you can run and catch up. I remember when the kids were little, we'd be walking and I'd forget they have little legs and I've got long legs and I turn around and y'all hurry up. Now I would stop and wait for them. But the thing is, you can't just run and catch up with God. It takes time. It takes effort. But God is there watching. He's waiting. And as we see in the parable of the prodigal son, the moment we're taking those steps towards Him, He's running towards us. We see that loving Father running out and throwing His arms around His Son, glad that He had come back. And that's the example that we have. That's the picture we have of God, that when we begin that step of drawing closer to Jesus, no matter where we are, God closes that gap and draws us in. We will hardly get anywhere that we want to go in life if we don't occasionally sit down and think about where that is. And we need to be focusing on less about what we want to do physically in our life. I'm not saying don't think about that at all. Don't misunderstand me. But focus more about the one thing that really matters. The eternal destination. Where you live, what job you do, that's going to carry you for at best 40, 60 years. But how you live each step of the way towards God, that affects you throughout all eternity. There's not a day that passes by that we aren't given opportunities for spiritual growth. And it's up to us to take each step at a time and to seize those opportunities, to read and to study the Word of God, to think about these things, to discuss it with others, to encourage one another to love and good deeds, as we're to be doing here this morning as we're gathered together in the assembly. You see, we have no guarantee of how much time that we have left for growth. But our attitude should always be as the Apostle Paul's was. If you look over in the book of Philippians, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 22, verse 21, Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I'm to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose." Going over to Philippians chapter 3, there in verse 12, he says, "Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I also was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Daily, we need to be making a walk with God. And no matter where we are, it's just that step at a time. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to think, I have to know everything already. Know that knowledge is gained one step at a time. Know that patience is gained one step at a time. That love for God increases one step at a time. And the wonderful thing is, as I've already mentioned, regardless of where we are in our lives, we are only a step away from the Lord. Perhaps you're here and you understand that Jesus died on the cross for your sins that you have committed, that have separated you from God. You understand that. Then you're just a step away from God. Confess your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Be buried in the watery grave of baptism, and you are in that close, wonderful relationship with God. Your sins are forgiven. You're part of God's family, and you have that heavenly abode reserved for you. Perhaps you're here, you've obeyed the gospel, you've lived a life of striving to be faithful to God, but like everyone else in this world, you're imperfect. and you've made mistakes, and you've made more mistakes, and you've made more mistakes. And perhaps you're at the moment of, I'm just ready to give up, to give in. Know that you are just one step away from God. If you'll turn to Him in repentance, He'll forgive you of all of your sins and welcome you back with loving arms. The invitation is offered to you this morning. If you need to obey the gospel or to be restored, we encourage you to take that step as we stand and as we sing.